You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On this week's City Counselling, I talked to Councillor for Waitakere, Shane Henderson, about Auckland Council's new flood viewer, which allows people in Tamaki Makaurau to view the most flood-affected areas in the city. I began asking him why Auckland Council has decided to put this flood viewer out.
Yeah, so the city, as everyone knows, got completely slammed with both flooding and a cyclone in 2023. So, you know, also we're going to expect frequent events, you know, in the future. Climate change is accelerating situation, and we're obviously going to have much more of these situations. So we need to increase our community resilience to make it a priority so that people know what they're doing when they're buying or selling houses or even living in their homes, giving the tools to make smart decisions for people. Now, previously, the flood risk information was only available on the LIM report, which you have to buy, or through a GeoMaps tool. And so we're going to sort of help people out in a much more user-friendly way so that they've got the info they need.
What does the flood viewer tell us?
So we're providing people with information, but we're also suggesting ways to make their properties and families more resilient for flood situations, such as moving vehicles and taking animals out of low-lying areas, that kind of thing. So it's a public information and education piece as well as someone's personal home, because we're going to need to learn to live with this kind of stuff as a city. You can also check your flood risks before you buy or building an assessing flood hazards, which is land that will be covered during heavy rainfall. In some instances, the flood water will pool at low points, and some others will be fast moving down a slope, those kind of things. So this is the kind of information that people need, and so this is going to help them get it.
Which areas of Tamaki Makaurau are most flood affected?
A lot of the city, and really varying parts of the city, really got slammed. Flood-affected areas include places like Ranui, Henderson Valley, also places out through the greater kind of Mount Roskill area, even places on the North Shore. So, you know, in a lot of parts of the city, there are flood-affected areas. So I'd suggest that just have a bit of a look when you can.
There is a key on the flood viewer, and it lists floodplains, flood-prone areas, overland flow paths, and coastal inundation. Could you please detail the difference between each of these and what people should be most concerned about?
Oh yeah, totally. So floodplains are areas of low-lying land. So they're usually next to streams and rivers, but not always, because some streams have been piped underground over time and kind of trying to engineer a way out of an issue. So floodplains can appear in places where you don't actually expect, but generally they're kind of low-lying areas. Now, overland flow paths are where water can move very quickly overland to kind of try and drain it, kind of thing. It creates temporary fast-flowing streams, and that can be a real hazard when you're talking about rubbish, fences, even with cars and buildings if it gets strong enough. That's the situation in a storm. You know, and waves, wind and rain can coincide to create sort of storm surges and coastal inundation where the sea floods the nearby low-lying land. So that's kind of the sea level rise, which gets a lot of the headlines when you're talking about climate change. So those are the three different kind of things we're looking at.
And what does it mean for people who are in flood zones, and what should they do? You know, will they be able to sell their homes, for instance?
Yeah, at a really basic level, it sort of helps people plan. One of the biggest problems for people that have been affected by storms is they need to plan their lives, and it has been, you know, quite a long time and still counting the days on when people can have a bit of certainty in their life. This kind of provides that. It's a plan to manage stormwater on their property and know what to do before, during and after a flood. And yeah, people can still sell their homes, but it does give that information for people that are buyers. And that's a fairness thing as well. And that was something that usually was available on a LIM report anyway. So yeah, people can sell their homes. And when you're looking at the buyback scheme that's still being worked through, that is a voluntary buyback scheme. So people will still be in situations where they have a choice generally as the planner left. You know, so that's a situation people can sell their homes.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about Auckland Council's new flood viewer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.